What's going on, everybody? I am Davey,
Hi, Misty.
and we are DM Watts. So we are in a continuation of our story of the Jones family. And today we have our mother, Brenda Jones Elliott,
Mama Pita.
joining us today.
Hello.
And
Hello, everyone.
as we call her mom,
And you will hear us call her
and that would be the
mom.
last time we refer to her as Brenda Jones
Yeah.
Elliott. So there you have it.
All right.
Obviously we're gonna start off pretty much with the same thing. If you could go ahead and kick it off.
Mom, we really listened to Uncle Mike yesterday
Yeah.
talk about his childhood and from his perspective. And we really want to get your perspective of what life was like if you have memories before you left the property and then what it was like during those times when you were uprooted.
The many times that we had to move, and in the places that we moved into, the horrible places that we moved into, the houses with the holes in the roofs and just really just deplorable conditions. We basically lived with the animals, if you will, because there was always you could always see snakes in the house, and you always had buckets catching the water and stuff. And
Yeah.
when we lived in this one place up, we had to go, well, my brothers had to go up in the woods and cut the wood from the woods and bring it back to the house, cut it up. And then, we had little of nothing to eat. My father, during that time, there was things that my father had to do, which was catch a ride to town because we didn't have a car, and he would have to him and my brothers would go sometimes. But there was days and weeks that we didn't have food. We had to go, my brothers had to go into the woods and for lack of a better word, scrounge for food. The hickory nuts, the walnuts, the wild carrots, all those things that grew wild during that time. Sweet grass, which I try to tell my kids about, and they're like, "What?
I
Sweet
remember.
grass?" You remember that son?
Yes,
But
I remember you showing me.
things like that was really what we had to live off of during that time. And as we come forth, we didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? We had it, and then we didn't have it. So yeah,
Yeah.
really bad times for us. Yeah.
What memories do you have of your father? Like, what do you have any of him when you were younger or during that time?
Oh yeah. I remember my father. He always was, like I said, he was always gone to try to find food for us and stuff. And the Santa Claus thing, I found that out real early. Once when I once with me and my brother Mike, we were sleeping and we saw our father coming in with the toys wherever he had gotten from. So that
Yeah.
just blew the Santa Claus thing out the bag. So, but. Just really, our father, he really tried to do the best he could with six kids. It was just really hard. During that time, there was this thing called commodities, and that which came from the government, and he would have to catch rides to go and get that, and he would have a Kroger sack bag. So I remember him bringing that back to the house, and just basically trying to feed us. Once again, this is a
Yeah.
man that came from riches to rags in our case, because of
Yeah.
what happened to us, the plight that happened to us. But I have good memories of my father. I would wait up for him at night to get home, especially after I would get into it with my older brother, who's only 3 years older than I am. And I remember sitting outside on at in one of these houses that we live where the cows was your toys, the cows surrounded the house. And believe it or not, they didn't bother you. But I remember sitting on a bench. We had the swing, and I would just sit out there and cry my eyes out, waiting for my father to come home so I could rat on my brothers. So, but those were good memories,
Sure.
really, really good memories. And I remember my father making sure that we would have what we would have,
Sure.
to what he could provide. And if you don't know no better, you're thinking you living good until you realize you could have lived better. And that's
Absolutely.
what was going on. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, so one of the things we want to ask too is like, so after granddad had passed, like, did you guys, well, actually, I guess kind of during, but was there anything that you guys noticed change, like after he passed? Like, were you young enough to or old enough to remember, like, hey, after he passed, the things that took place afterwards? As far as where you did, like, who
I
took you
was
in, or you had to move
14.
around?
Yeah, I was 14 years old after our father passed. My brothers and I, we still stayed together, until the next in line oldest brother, he got married. But we still stayed together out there on Jeff Road in this house where our father passed away. So, but I mean, I'm quite sure it was really hard. It was harder without him. Let's say that,
Of course.
because once again, we're talking about being 14 years old. But and my brothers, my oldest brothers, they still had to do hard work on this farm, to help take care of us. Because, like I said, I was 14 and brother was 11. So it was still hard. After he died, yes, still hard.
Okay. Well, going on a little bit further, so we want to talk about pretty much the discovery of the land. So if you can remember where you guys were when
Yeah,
you found out about it, like what, like how did it all come out?
well, we were living in Chicago. I'm the only one that moved away. So I was living in Chicago. This was like in 95 when they my brothers found out about it by way of our older sister on our mother's side. And once they found out about it, they realized that this needed to be investigated. So from 1995, my brothers down in Huntsville, Alabama, they start going to doing the due diligence and going to the courthouses. They went to the libraries. They went some everywhere to find this public knowledge. And they once they found it, they knew that there was more to this because the public record showed a lot of cloudy stuff, if you will, in it. And so we started from that point on. To present, we went to we got a handwriting specialist, all of that. We did DNA, everything. We did the family ancestry roots to present. So that's where we are right now. That's how that brought us from there to now.
What were some of the struggles in not only the research, but in going to lawyers? Because during the time you guys realized in the research that you needed representation. So can you talk a little bit about
Well, yeah, on that, it seemed like every time we in talking to my brothers, they talked to these different lawyers and they talked to some of the higher judges and things, and they would tell them this and they would tell them that. And then when we would go and get a lawyer, these lawyers that we got, one of them even said, oh, I think it was two actually, said that, oh man, this would make a great story. This will make you all are going to be really, this is going to be really great. We're looking forward to working with you. And the next point, one of them even had moved out of the country. One of the lawyers moved out. There's no, nothing, no sayonara, nothing. We called and tried to find out where was this person. They said that person no longer worked for the firm. They moved out of the country. So, and then others just basically, kept telling us, no, no, this, I'm too close to this case, that type of thing. I know too many people. I couldn't be involved in this. My family, some of those people that was in these, in this research that we did, my brothers did, and finding out that a lot of these people were basically knowing one another, if not related. So a lot of that was what happened as well. They just like, no.
So they
Then they
wasn't even
also,
trying to hide it at all then, huh? It was like, so they knew, you know, it's not like they were like, we don't know what you guys are talking about. There's nothing. They didn't even try to play you. It's like, we're not going to help because of the conflict.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, so you guys, so what I obviously studied the struggles. I mean, that covers the struggles in the research. So when did you guys start? Well, you never stopped looking, but there was kind of like a lull in the research for a little
There
bit
was
there,
a
right? A
pause.
pause in the research, right, for a little bit there.
Right. Yeah, there was a pause until one day our niece, one of the nieces, my brother's daughter, she came and we all was over my brother's house, and she came to us and said that she had came across this organization called Where's My Land, who helps blacks basically get a representation or finding out where was your land gone, how can they help try to get it back. And so we wrote to them, and lo and behold, by the grace of God, they wrote us back and told us that they were willing to take us on, and that's what they did. They took us on.
Okay, so talk to us a little bit about talking about Where's My Land. What are, so you, there was a obviously a contract that you guys had to sign to go into with Where's My Land, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what are some of the things that Where's My Land did with you guys? Like, what are some of the help that the assistance that they gave you?
Well, they actually did a lot. They the last biggest thing that they did was right here in Huntsville, Alabama. We with the help, it wasn't just what Where's My Land did for us, it's what we did for Where's My Land. We all came together as a group, you know. And of course, you know, with them being in business like they are, they gave us some pointers on how to do this and how to do that, and appointed this person in the family, appointed that person in the family, this. And lo and behold, we have a rally going on basically here in Huntsville, Alabama. But they were really, really gung-ho about everything as well, even to the point where they were talking to this company. I can't think of the name of it. They were talking about making a documentary.
That's
And
National
the
Geographic,
people
right?
were gonna come out and interview us and everything. Oh yeah. And there were so many media people that interviewed us as well, you know, 31, 48, 19, New York Times, AOL.com. All these people were coming together, and they're still, some of them are still working behind the scenes. AOL me to being one of them. But they did great interviews with us, came to our homes, broke bread with us. I'm talking about the media. They came to our homes and broke bread with us and everything. And so this is a lot of stuff that was instrumented by Where's My Land. You know, they gave us the tools to calling. They did not do the calling, we did it. So we were basically, they were working with us, but we was working with them as well, is what I'm
Okay.
trying to say.
Sure.
So that the work with Where's My Land, they didn't you guys weren't able to get lawyers through them though, but it was
No, we didn't.
talking lawyers or anything
We
like that.
just kept on, they just kept on telling us that, yeah, you all need to get representation. But we were under the assumption, because Where's My Land was basically representing us, we thought that they were going to be the ones to really go forward with the with getting us a lawyer. But as it turned out, they turned around and told us that you all really need to start looking to getting representation.
Okay.
That's how that worked. Yes.
So
So
it was limited as to what their help was going to be. They were there
exactly,
solely to
even though we had to
awareness.
sign a contract. Yeah,
Okay.
basically.
So their job was to bring awareness and to do social media and things like that, and they
Exactly.
helped you understand the media and how to speak to them and all
Exactly.
that
Yes.
stuff.
Yes.
Was
No
there
doubt.
ever a time in that you felt like you couldn't tell a story or say anything without it going through them first, like without it being approved? Was it that kind of a thing?
Oh, it was definitely that. You know, we definitely had to go through them before we did anything. Yeah.
Okay. So they had to approve everything,
Exactly.
all the
Exactly.
media.
Yes.
Okay. So anytime
Yes.
somebody
Yes.
got a
Yes.
hold of you, it had to go to Where's My Land?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Exactly.
So, okay.
And I'm quite sure that goes through with the contract and everything
Oh,
that was signed.
sure.
You
Yeah, that's
know, they were
typical.
representing us, so of course they would want to know about anything that we did prior to
Right.
us doing it.
Sure.
So
And I'm sure
that's
there was
understandable.
a vetting
Yes.
process with that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So obviously that ended up coming to an end, right? The
It did.
contract with Where's My Land, they ended up sending out a statement
Yes,
in a
yes.
nutshell saying that they're not working with the Jones family no more. Is that
Exactly,
so?
exactly. They contacted us, and unfortunately, because of a personal situation that happened in our family with one of our family members that had no bearing on what Where's My Land and the Jones family are doing. But the Where's My Land felt like they could no longer have any ties with us because of the matter that happened, the personal matter in the family. It had nothing to do with the Jones, Willie Jones had not, even though, like I said, it was in the family, it was personal matter, it was handled by, legally or whatever, but Where's My Land felt like they could no longer be involved with us, that so they basically just broke all ties with us. So did the people that was working with them.
Sure.
You know, a
So
lot of people.
they ended the contract early and
Exactly.
did it in a very public way.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what they did.
Okay. So, obviously, also in the news, there was a press release, and
It was
you guys released your own press release also.
very, very strong, very, very strong. We were really taken aback to that because we felt like an organization of that magnitude should have been able to differentiate personal from professional. And to us, it wasn't done in a professional manner. You know, there's things that go on in a professional realm, and then there's things that go on in a personal realm, and to the family, it just didn't add up. It just didn't end up. But that was their right to do that. You know, I get that. But in no means do we agree with them just jumping ship.
Of
Yeah.
course.
Especially when it was something that had happened years prior,
Exactly.
before Where's
Yes,
My
yes,
Land
yes.
was even contacted.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, that was a bit of a blow. But we're moving forward.
There was a
Absolutely.
little bit of a loss of support from people also, not from people, but I guess that it was a little
Momentum.
pressure to the fam, right? And then
Yeah, it
and
was.
the
It was,
momentum
but
was
you
a
know,
little stunted.
we have regrouped since then, and the family is moving forward, and we're continuing on with the fight for justice for Willie Jones, and we will continue it, you know. And the public, I think they are coming back to our support because they, of all the things that we have shown, that the records and everything, they see that this is an injustice to our family. So they're coming back in our support, and we thank them for that. And
Well,
we're going
and
to continue to fight.
honestly, you know, when we look back on it and look at the comments, because, you know, of course the Jones family kind of, you know, fought fire with fire. So Where's My Land sent out a press release, the Jones family did as well. And the social media response, the response from people all over, including the media, was in
Yes.
your favor, you
Right.
know,
Yes.
and the big consensus was, what does this have to do with
Exactly.
the fight for Willie Jones land and well?
Exactly. And it did not. It did
Yeah.
not.
So,
So
you know, the support, it's just gaining with all the social
yes.
media postings
Exactly.
and you guys
Yes.
continuing the fight. I do want to
Yes,
go
we are.
back for a second though, and before Where's My Land, was there, and before really anything, was there ever an interaction with UAH when you guys realized that, yes, that, you know, we saw the court proceedings, it was taken for UAH's use. Was there ever any kind of interaction with UAH?
Well, the only real action we had from UAH, well, Well, we got a little, some little emails. I can't remember the exact word, but basically said they didn't have anything to do with it. But then we also got an invite to go up there and break bread. They invited the family up to have lunch with them and to talk about different things and to and the dean, they said, oh, the dean is going to be here, but he's just going to peep his head in. The dean stayed for the entire meeting. They wanted to see, basically to see that we know, they were trying to see that we know who we, they want to see if we are, if we're who they say we are. And we proved them that, you know, my brother was able to go up there and look right on the map and show them everything, but where we live, where the rail was, where everything. So that was about the extent of that, you know. Oh no, let me back up. They wanted to acknowledge a plaque in honor of the Willie Jones. They wanted to do like a plaque, you know, how you have the plaque out in the parks and everything, acknowledging everybody. And then they also wanted us to be involved in the fundraising for that.
So basically they were going to do a plaque in
And call it a day.
and call in honor of Willie Jones, and just that was
Yes.
it. But you guys had to
Yeah.
help fundraise. You guys had to collect the money for that.
Right. What a slap in the face. Yes. So no, we didn't go for that. So we're moving right along. But that was the extent of that. Like I said, and they put out that they didn't have anything to do with that, that all the paperwork was legal and da da da. But as we're seeing, you know, there's a lot of discrepancies in the paperwork. So we're moving forward.
But wasn't there another time, like earlier, where they were having like a some kind of celebration, and
Oh yeah, that was back in that was when I was in Chicago and my brothers, they were having are you talking about the one with the unveiling of the statue of Llewellyn Jones?
yes, and where your family wasn't recognized, where your siblings weren't
Right,
recognized.
They my brothers went to that up on my encouragement from being what they call the boss. I was in Chicago and I
That's what
told
little
them that
sisters
they
are.
yeah. I told them they need to go up there and be present for that unveiling. And they told me that once they were there, you know, Jackie Reeves, which is Grady Reeves' wife, I do believe. I think that's how it goes at that time. So she introduced everybody. They said, they made the statement, is there any of Llewellyn Jones' family here? And Jackie Reeves says, yes. Yes, they're here. Speaking to my brothers, they're here. Okay, from that point, come on up. We want you all to do the unveiling of the of Llewellyn Jones statue. They did that, congratulated them, broke bread with them and all that. Nothing mentioned in the paper. We have the art.
And it's
We have
true.
the
I mean,
art.
it was like you guys weren't even there. It was like your brothers
Exactly,
weren't even there.
exactly. And that's the way the situation with the fight that we're having right now. It's like now they made it like we what like he was there, but he wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So
Well, that we're to the part where we're gonna call, well, now what? So the media response that has happened passed through the Where's My Land. You guys are clearly still in the media. You like this hasn't changed. You guys still being in the media and things and such as that. Matter of fact, there was something that just happened recently, correct?
That's correct. Are you speaking up on the council meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that
Okay,
go?
yes.
How'd that go?
That went wonderful. We didn't have a lot of showing with the family, but that don't stop nothing. You know, like I put in the chat, said one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. So we plan to show up strong and heavy again for the council meeting on the second Thursday of this month. And
Okay.
again, thereafter, how often we have to be there, we will be there until our voices are heard, until justice is served for
Okay.
the Willie Jones family.
So the Huntsville City Council,
Yes.
they obviously recognized you all while you were there. And
Exactly.
did they anything afterwards? Did they say anything to you all afterwards?
No, our in the city council, you have the mayor. Our mayor was there, and then you have the different districts that was there. Our district council member, he was there, and after the meeting, the mayor didn't come out, but our council, some of the council members came out, and I went up and I approached him, because this is the same council member that I stood outside the Oakwood University, and he was out there trying to get people to vote for him. And I told him, I said, "Well, young blood, I'm gonna go in here and I'm gonna vote for you, because we need some young voices in here." And I said, "When you get in there, don't forget, because I'm gonna call you." And I said, "Here I am right now. I'm calling you. Answer the phone." And he said, "We're gonna see about setting up a meeting." So we're waiting on the meeting to transfer.
Sure.
Yes, but we'll be up there on the second Thursday this month, doing it again and
Nice.
again and again. Yes.
And there was an article in the paper in AL.com, The
Yeah.
Leap, speaking of it, and they spoke to Mayor Battle over there in Huntsville, Alabama, who said that it wasn't in the city's purview about all of this. And I want to know what your response was when you saw that comment.
Well, I had to snicker behind it, because that lets me know that he's other than us being there speaking our piece on it, he's being aware of it as well, and he's passing the buck.
Yes.
Okay.
He's
To
passing the buck.
utilities and UAH, to
Yes,
which,
yes, yes,
and then
yes.
UAH responded with, they have the deed and everything was done legal, and
Yeah,
Willie Jones
of
was
course.
compensated.
Yes. They keep saying all that Willie
Yes.
Jones was compensated.
Right.
Okay, show us the paperwork.
Right.
You have paperwork for everything else up there that you
Sure.
claim was legit. Show us that.
Yes.
Show us the paperwork that you have.
Yeah, I actually
If Willie Jones indeed sold his property, that's just like me going to Walmart. When I pay for something, I'm going to get a receipt. Where is his receipt? Where is the receipt that should be up there in that courthouse amongst all them other records that you have up there? Where is it?
You getting a receipt for candy, you dang sure get
Exactly.
receipt for some
I know you got a receipt for a whale that you can't let me bought.
Well, I just happen to have the actual quote from the mayor. He said it's not an issue.
Read it to me.
He said it's not an issue we deal with. The mayor said it's been focused on some other places, utilities and UAH, and UAH. He said they built their case too. This is what directly came from Mayor Battle. So the thing is he remained vague, very vague.
Right.
And
Very.
literally, in a nutshell, that can sound to anybody like, well, my concern is with the school.
Well, and I've said it before,
Yes.
in the wording he used and what he said, instead of being the politician that is supposed to remain positive neutral,
Right.
he
He
went
didn't. I didn't.
negative.
I
He
didn't. I
went
didn't
negative
see
with
any.
it.
Right. He was very negative, and he was very one-sided.
Yeah, it was negative. Yeah,
Yeah,
and it was
negative and
positive
one-sided.
where he wanted it to be,
Sure.
and it
Exactly.
wasn't with the it was obvious it wasn't with the people.
Yeah.
So
Exactly. Well, the people are going to show up again on the second Thursday of the month, so
Love it.
we'll see what he got to say this time. And
Right.
it's going to be more than what we had the last
Oh, I
Thursday.
don't doubt
So
it. I don't doubt
show up and show out, family.
it. I don't doubt it.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the things that we want to say then, what are the hopes
The
for the
hopes.
Jones family? What's the end game here for the Jones family?
Well, the hopes is that we finally get the justice that is due our father. The hope is that a wrong will be made right. And the end game is restitution and compensation for the family, the siblings of Willie Jones.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And what would you like to tell other families? You know, you've had a chance to go across the country, and you have spoke to families across the country that are going through the same thing that your family is going through. What would you say to them, or anybody that has this going on and they don't know where to even start? What would you talk to them about? What would you say?
I would tell them to gather as much family folklore, as much family papers. And the very first thing I would say actually is to find your roots. Do a genealogy, photos. All of that is so very important, as we have seen in our search for our family. Cherish your family. Cherish your pictures. Cherish your property. Cherish your home. Cherish your land. And never give up the fight, because if you don't go and fight for your family, no one else will. No one else will. And even going to this council meeting, it put such an impact upon my heart to let families know to go and educate yourself as to what's going on in your city and your town and your state. So educate, educate, educate. Fight, fight, fight.
Definitely.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Heard that. Well, it has definitely been enlightening with this interview.
Yes.
I have so many. Yeah. I have so many questions. You know, things we always talk about, but I have to say, the one thing I will never understand is how people can turn a blind eye when we have the court documents right in front of us. We have a newspaper article stating that it was Willie Jones as well, stating what the output put with the tests, you know, were. And that was before the conduct. I mean, you've got one from 1953, I believe. And then you've got the condemnation proceedings in 62, 63. Well, if he had sold it in 58 or sold it prior to the condemnation, then why was it condemned?
Truth.
I mean,
exactly.
Why was his name on the proceedings? Why did he have to receive a tax receipt stating that he didn't have to pay taxes on the property anymore, that UAH was now going to be paying
speak the truth. And you know, they say the truth will stand. And I do believe in this situation with our family, the truth is going to come in a mighty way. In a mighty way. So I would tell anybody, any family that's out there, whether you're black, white, yellow, brown, any family, fight for your heritage, because if you don't fight for it, the city will. And they will take it. They will take it. They will take it. And
they will let you know what you got.
They won't blink an eye. They won't blink an eye. They have no I was about to say they don't have a soul, but that's a little bit strong. So I won't use soul. I would use the word greed.
They have
people are greedy when it comes down to money, and they just don't care about nobody's feelings. They care about, well, you know, this looks good over here. And Mr. Jones got all this going on over here. He don't need it. Let's just go ahead and take it. So fight for your family. Educate your family. Talk to your children and your grandchildren, and enlighten them what your family heritage is, because a lot of times with us, that's what we have found, that, you know, by us not talk like by our father not talking a lot, we are finding out all these people that we were related to on our biracial side. So it's knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge to fight with, you don't have anything. So know your heritage. Know your heritage.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we definitely appreciate you sitting down with us, my.
I enjoyed it, my son, my daughter. I love y'all so much. Y'all
Yeah.
Keep up the
Love
good
you
work
too.
That you
We
do.
love you too.
Thank
We will
you.
definitely be in touch. And
Yes.
for those who are watching, I hope you've found it enlightening. You guys make sure you check us out on the social medias. What's the website?
Hashtag Justice for Willie Jones.
Justice for Willie
Hashtag
Jones.
Exactly.
Jones Family Well.
Family Well.
At Jones Family Well is the TikTok and Instagram.
And Instagram.
And then, of course, you know, we throw it up on the DM Watts
yep.
podcast
You
page
guys
as
already
well.
know who we
Amen.
are. So,
Amen.
but okay.
Praise God, y'all. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you,
Thank you
Mama.
guys for
Thank
watching.
you.
Signing off for DM Watts. I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
We'll catch you guys.
And
That's
I'm
Brenda.
That's my mom.
That's me. I love y'all.
Love you too. We'll catch you on the next one.
Bye bye.